Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Karen Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. Karen Levant is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/29/21. Apparently, she was separating two fighting clients, and one of them fell on her. The second lifted a case over her head and dropped it on the patient. As a result, she believes she injured her back and legs. But to knock her to the emergency room afterwards, period. The case was a 36 case of water bottles, period. These were dropped on her back. Period, she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and completed a course of active treatment on 3/10/23, period. New paragraph, it is noteworthy that she had claimed severe injuries in a prior motor vehicle accident on 11/9/09 that will be summarized shortly, period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Levant was seen at WorkNet on 7/29/21, period. She stated she was breaking up a fight between two clients. Period, she was struck in the back by a case of water thrown by one of the clients trying to hit the other. Period, she had some general pain in her left lower back area and right mid-back area, period. She remained symptomatic. Period, she underlined this. She denies any previous injury to her mid or lower back area. Period. After evaluation, he diagnosed lower thoracic and lumbar contusions, for which he advised using ibuprofen as well as cyclobenzaprine. With application of ice, period, activity modifications were also recommended, period. She followed up here with the various practitioners that remained symptomatic. Period, she had a lumbar MRI done on 10/6/21 compared to a study of 11/23/20. Period. There were multi-level degenerative changes, most pronounced at L5-S1, where there is severe left foraminal narrowing. Period. More specifically, there was bilateral facet arthropathy from L2 through L5 without disc herniations. Period. At L5-S1, there was uncovering the disc with the disc bulge, comma superimposed left paracentral slash foraminal disc extrusion with superior migration, comma bilateral facet hypertrophy, comma mild central clinal narrowing, comma severe left foraminal narrowing, comma narrowing, comma similar to the prior study. But there was also moderate to severe right foraminal narrowing similar to the prior study. But there was bilateral subarticular recess narrowing. Period, she followed up at WorkNet through 7/29/21. Period, new paragraph. She was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo on 11/2/21. Period. By then, she had undergone some physical therapy, but remained symptomatic, period. In addition to the subject event, she related, on 8/30/21, she was in CVS and robbed, period. They pushed her down and onto a cart, period. This increased her back pain, period. She had a previous history of back pain, evident by prior MRI in the lumbar spine, which was done in 2020, period. However, and underline this, she does not recall having back problems and does not recall why the MRI was done. Period. He recommended aquatic physical therapy. period. She followed up here. And continued to offer subjective complaints. Paired another lumbar MRI was done on 12-7-21. Scratch that. Lumbar x-rays were done on 12-7-21 compared to the MRI of 10-6-21, where there was grade 1 enteral asthesis of L5 on S1, which appears more prominent on extension. Period. She was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N. Beginning 3-22-22, where he performed some injections. Period follow-up with her continued through 9-15-22. Period. At that juncture, his diagnosis was lumbar facet joint syndrome, for which he planned to perform facet rhizotomy. Period. She saw Dr. Cataldo and Dr. Kirshner through 3-15-23. Period. They notated when she got various injections by Dr. Demian. Period of 4-18-22, she underwent bilateral L2-3 epidural steroid injection. Period of 7-27-22, she underwent bilateral L2-4 epidural injections. Period of 9-7-22, she underwent bilateral L5-S1 facet joint injections. Period of 10-19-22, she underwent lumbar facet rhizotomies at L5-S1 with no lasting pain relief. Period. In the note of 3-15-23, Dr. Kirshner offered an addendum. Pretty was able to review prior medical records with respect to this patient from December 2009 through September 2013. Pretty, throughout this period of time, she was evaluated, come examined, and treated for lower back pain. Pretty was also able to review additional lumbar MRI scans done on 9-17-09, 11-26-10, and 8-12-22, period. He enumerated her course of treatment after the motor vehicle accident in 2009, period. She presented to Dr. Fass, F-A-S-S, on 11-24-09, period. She complained of cervical lumbar pain with paresthesias of the left lower extremity. Period, the plan was to continue chiropractic care, use Mobic Zodol, X-O-D-O-L, and left hip x-rays. Period, on 12-8-09. The plan was for a lumbar MRI, period. She followed up here and received numerous trigger point injections through 5-18-20, period. She was treated by pain specialist Dr. Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, on 5-18-10, period. The plan was left interarticular joint injections from L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Period, she did receive continued trigger point and epidural steroid injections. Period, the latter was done by Dr. Mahoney on 12-29-10. Period, she had chiropractic care for neck and back pain from 11-12-09. Through 3-11-10, appeared on the latter visit, and she continued to complain of chronic cervical lumbar spinal pain. Appeared Dr. Piero, P-I-E-R-O, placed her at maximum medical improvement on 3-11-10. Period. Nevertheless, she continued to receive physical therapy with continued neck and back complaints. Period. She accepted another lumbar epidural injection on at 04-5 on 126-11. Period. At one point, she was considering surgery through the auspices of Dr. Abud, A-B-U-D, period. On 12-20-11, they were awaiting clearance for that surgery, period. On 8-1-12, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw, period. She had therapy, chiropractic care, and 2 injections without any relief, period. She was seen by Dr. Shaw's group on 1-15-13, status post-surgery for abscess at the lumbosacral junction on the left side at the superior aspect of the natal, N-A-T-A-L, crease on the left. Bet she was trying to schedule her lumbar fusion for March now. Bet she continues to see Dr. Mahoney, 3-7-16-13, when she decided not to pursue the spinal fusion. Bet she had been having some family difficulties and was unable to get coverage for her recovery time. Bet he advised her to follow up with her primary care physician for renewals of medications and follow-up, period. On 9-4-13, she told Dr. Fass she decided not to undergo spinal fusion, period. She had multiple risk factors and complained of severe cervical lumbar pain with stiffness and pain with reaching, bending, twisting, prolonged ambulation, and difficulty with household cleaning. Bitch was then discharged from care. Period 8-21-12, she underwent another MRI. Period. Subsequent MRIs were done on 12-17-09 and 11-26-10. Period. Dr. Kirshner surmised that based upon this information, his opinion had changed. Period. It is his opinion that this patient's ongoing complaints of pain in the lower back and both legs, as well as the herniated disc, thymus spondylolisthesis at L5-S1, and the spinal stenosis are not related to the previously noted injury of 7-29-21. Period. He thought she may have suffered a temporary increase in prior symptoms as a result of that work injury. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and released her to work at full duty with respect to that injury. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She reported heart difficulties, so the exam was paced to accommodate her. Period. She had generally deconditioned and saggy skin. Period. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She could squat to 15 degrees and complained of leg pain. Period. There was deconditioned skin in this region as well. Period. Active flexion was less than 5 degrees, with extension to 20 degrees and tenderness. Period. Left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Right side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. She was tender in the midline from L1 through L5. Period. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers at 80 degrees bilaterally elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. With radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 7/29/21, Karen Levant was injured at work while trying to break up two clients that were fighting. Period. One of them threw a box of water on her back and she fell. Period. She was seen emergently at WorkNet. Period. She quickly had a lumbar MRI on 10/6/21 and another on 12/7/21. Period. She saw spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo and then pain specialist Dr. Demian. Period. She accepted a variety of injections without long-lasting relief. Period. New paragraph. Contrary to her current and denials or forget or inability to remember, having a long-standing back injury after a motor vehicle accident in 2009. Period. In fact, she had undergone serial MRI studies over the next several years. Period. She also accepted injections and chiropractic care. Period. At one point, the plan was for her to undergo lumbar fusion surgery. Period. She postponed this due to lack of support at home during her recovery time. Period. She also currently reports a heart problem for which she underwent surgery. Period. She had heart surgery around 3/29/23. Period. She relates with probing being involved in a previous motor vehicle collision, but cannot remember when or the parts of her body that were injured. Period. She reports extremely high subjective complaints that are getting worse. Period. Her current exam identified a deconditioned individual with saggy skin. Period. She had extremely reduced active range of motion of the lumbar spine. Despite being able to sit comfortably at 90 degrees of lumbar flexion. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back and radicular complaints, but at very obtuse angles at 80 degrees, making this response clinically inconsequential. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Kirshner reviewed her prior records and serial MRIs. Period. He then concluded from the 7/29/21 event, she did not have any substantive objective worsening of her underlying conditions. Period. New paragraph, accordingly, relative to that incident, I would offer 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. New paragraph, and put this in parentheses. On 9/2/21, she reported being caught in her local pharmacy while a robbery was in progress. Period. The suspect pushed the shopping cart into her and knocked her to the ground, which reportedly exacerbated her lower back discomfort. Period. Petitioner's physician determined that the incident at the pharmacy was the cause of the increase in her symptoms. Period. New paragraph, it is also noteworthy that ultimately Dr. Kirshner advised that she undergo lumbar decompression and fusion at L5-S1 since she did not respond to pain management intervention. Period. She missed several follow-up appointments with Dr. Kirshner and was eventually placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. She also underwent the aforementioned unrelated heart surgery. Period. And that is the end.